here's a story from The World.
In Turkey, Istanbul is one of the world centers of so-called modest fashion. Entire design studios are devoted to a growing market for looser and longer cuts. As Duri Buscarin reports, the popularity of modest fashion there is being driven by scores of young Muslim women who say the industry is finally responding to their needs and tastes.
When Hiba Balbay was a teenager, shopping for clothes was the worst.
When I was little, it was a torture. Like, you needed to look really, really, really closely to find something.
Tops from mainstream brands like Zara and H&M were always too short, too tight, or too transparent.
At first, when I started wearing hijab, it was like something really bad. Like, I wear a crop top and underneath a tight, and then a jeans. It was always about that one look, you know?
Balbay is a mom now. She just got her master's in communication design, and she's probably one of the most stylish people I know. Her Instagram is full of photos of her in flowing colors, bright fuchsia, blue chiffon, a mint green jacket. The look is always topped with a perfectly draped headscarf or a sporty turban.
For us as a hijabis, like, the only thing that is showing to the world, you know, so it needs to be really elegant.
It's people like Hiba that Ayşe Yıldırım started designing clothes for over a decade ago. Her store, Miss Ayşe, was one of the first modest fashion brands. And as she shows me around, it's clear how much thought goes into designing each piece. As an example, she pulls out a black and white tunic. I've sold this for 3 seasons, she says. Some women want something really plain, like this. Others say that's too plain. Where will I wear it? So I pull out this one, which has some nice embroidery. This is what people are looking for, Yıldırım says. Classic, versatile designs, good fabrics. According to revenue projections by Salam Gateway, an analytics company focusing on Muslim consumers, Muslims globally spent $277 billion on clothes and shoes in 2019, a sector that's expected to grow to $311 billion in 2024. To tap into this market, Yıldırım says major brands and luxury stores are starting to copy modest brands like hers, but they're doing it clumsily. They want to make money, but they don't want to acknowledge that they're marketing to Muslim women, Yıldırım says. It's such a contradiction. Yıldırım's store sits in a shopping mall in a district full of textile workshops and wholesalers in Istanbul. But this mall is unique, even by Turkish standards, because every shop is designed for women who wear modest clothes. And as you walk, you start to realize just how much variety there is, a sign that the market is really maturing. There's Manuka, a dreamy brand of patterned fabrics and pastel colors for young women, and Manila, a sportswear company that sells a swimming hijab, and Touche Privé, where Zeynep Can Gizer is the creative director. On a WhatsApp call, she shows me some of her latest designs. Lighter fabrics that are breathable but not transparent and comfortable in the summer. Small details and removable pieces that can make the same garment transform into a new look. She says she's not sure why major brands missed the modest clothing market for so long. She supposes they have enough resources to do their research and recruit Muslim co-workers. But this market is worth embracing, she says.
Siz konuşmadan önce bir ortama girdiğiniz zaman kıyafetiniz sizden önce konuşuyor.
This group hasn't always had an easy time finding their voice. This can be a way to do it, Gizer says. After all, your clothes can speak even before you do. For The World, I'm Duri Buscarin, Istanbul, Turkey. From PRX.